Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk about what I've come to see is the essence of what my work is all about. And someone asked me this recently. They said, well, what is the essence of your work? And it was one of those questions where I kind of had a moment of, oh no, I should know the answer to that. But nothing was coming to mind. So I thought about it and I thought, well, my slogan on the website is unleashing the human potential with intelligence, humor, and heart. And that is true, but it didn't feel like the essence of my work. It sounded like a nice catchphrase based on the essence of my work. And then I thought about, well, for a lot of people, they say what they really get from my work is a kind of an awakening to their deeper nature, kind of a spiritual enlivening. And I thought, well, maybe that's what it's about. But that felt a little bit nobler than I think about it. And then I had the insecure ones. Oh, well, maybe it's just about me trying to get famous or overcome my inadequacies. But I know that's not driving this. You don't build a career for 30 years based on an insecurity, or at least I don't have the patience to do that. And then I got a little quieter and I realized, for me, the essence of everything that I do, everything that I teach, is just an attempt to help people have a nicer life. And the only way I know to do that is to share what has helped me have a nicer life. And I have spent pretty much the last 20 years particularly trying to do that in a number of different ways and in an incredible number of different forms, from the radio show to the podcasts to the morning rambles on Instagram to the books to the blogs. And yet in this moment, if I was going to take it right down to what I've seen that helps me have a nicer life, it's really two things. And one is taking responsibility for my state of mind. And that means something so different to me now than it used to back in my days of NLP and trying to control my thinking and control my mind and control my feeling states and create optimal states of mind in order to. For me now, when I think about taking responsibility for my state of mind, it's just about recognizing it in real time. And if I'm in kind of a crappy, low state of mind, not taking my thinking too much to heart, not blaming it on the people or circumstances around me, and just seeing it for what it is, a low state of mind that will change when my thinking changes. And similarly, when my state of mind is higher, purer, less because I'm thinking positive thoughts and more because I'm in touch with the space before thought, well, that's mine too. That's not because of somebody else. That's not because of what's going on in my life. It's an independent variable. So, as best I can, I don't blame the world or even me for my low states of mind, but I do take them in my stride as best I can, take them into account as best I can, and I don't try to make myself be in positive states of mind, but I know that if I do the second thing of my two things, I will spend more time in higher states of mind. And that second thing is catching wise. And what I mean by catching wise is seeing myself take myself out of my well-being, out of my naturally high states of mind, and into fear, into discouragement, into hopelessness, into frustration, into anger, into despair. And it's amazing. Once I started to pay attention, I could see it. I see myself scaring myself with imaginary futures. I see myself discouraging myself with imaginary futures where nothing works out. I notice myself angering myself by playing out scenarios of what could have happened but didn't. Or of what did happen, but there's nothing I can do about it. And each time I notice, they have a little bit less hold on me. They seem a little bit less real. And I find myself coming back to myself, coming back to my naturally high states of mind more of the time. And everybody loves technique, and everybody goes, well, how do I do that? And I'm gonna share one thing, a question that I was taught by a friend. It's the question that she probably asks me more than any other question. How are you feeling right now? And you don't have to name it. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to make it better. You don't have to blame anything for it. You don't have to take credit for it. But if you start to notice how you're feeling right now, and now, then you'll also start to notice when you're taking yourself away from that with your own thinking. Because it's your own thinking. That's the only thing that can take you out of your natural high states of mind. The simple feeling of being your own true nature. And for me, God, my life has gotten so much nicer since I've seen that. So much nicer since I've stopped trying to take responsibility for everyone and everything around me, or for my own behavior, or for what I do when, or for making myself feel a certain way. But just taking responsibility for my own state of mind and catching wise as best I can when I take myself out of it, when I think my way out of it. And if you take that on for yourself, or whatever you've seen in what I've said on for yourself, I can pretty much guarantee you, you're going to have a nicer life too. Have fun, learn heaps, and how are you feeling right now? I'll talk to you soon.